Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. In less than 12 hours, funding for the government set to run out. Battles over a short-term fix are ongoing. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House Republican leaders now working on an alternative bill after President-elect Trump demanded lawmakers lift the debt ceiling.
Speaker Johnson is going to pitch them on his new plan, the third iteration of his plans, to avert a government shutdown. And we are hearing from multiple sources that that plan includes breaking up various items that were put together in his plan that failed last night and doing them as individual separate pieces of legislation that he believes could get the requisite support amongst Republicans and likely Democrats too to pass.
The separate measures would include a clean bill that extends funding, another on disaster aid, and a third for farm relief. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A former Fond du Lac City Council member and restaurant owner is indicted on charges including arson. We get more from Ted Allen.
The U.S. Attorney's Office claims that in 2021, Arletta Allen allegedly set fire to a Family Affairs soul food kitchen in Fond du Lac in order to gain insurance money for losses the fire caused. In addition to the arson charge, Allen was also indicted by a federal grand jury on counts of wire fraud and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted, Allen could serve a maximum of 55 years in prison.
The law that bans public unions in Wisconsin will remain in effect for the time being. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost put a temporary hold on his ruling that Wisconsin Act 10 is unconstitutional. Republican lawmakers say Act 10 has survived challenges before, and they are appealing the ruling that could go all the way up to the now liberal-controlled state Supreme Court. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
99.7
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. A lot of scams going on, and the holiday season seems to be kind of the time when a lot of people are taken advantage of. I want to let you know about a new one that's happening, and please spread the word about this. Gift card scams are on the rise. Scammers might pose as someone you know, maybe a company or even the IRS in some cases, asking you to pay for something using a gift card. Now, that is a big red flag. My mother's husband fell victim to that, actually lost about $2,500 because of a scam like that. So if you are dealing with legitimate companies or the government, they will never ask you to pay with a gift card. Just keep yourself informed of that and spread the word so no one you know falls victim to that this holiday season or anytime.
Max FM. problem hits.
FM Sports.
The Packers are back at the practice field today, getting ready for their Monday night matchup against the Saints. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. New Orleans coach Darren Rizzi confirming yesterday that rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler will start against the Packers if Derek Carr isn't ready to go.
Yeah, I think he's a natural thrower. He can move in the pocket. He's fearless, so I think he's a really talented young player.
12-team college football playoff kicks off tonight. Notre Dame hosting Indiana. The winner has a date with Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Bucks are back in action tonight, facing the NBA leading Cavaliers in Cleveland. Milwaukee coming off an NBA Cup championship on Tuesday. Bucks coach Doc Rivers, part of a group of new nominees eligible for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Rivers eligible as a coach. He's joined by former Bucks star Marcus Johnson and Terry Cummings in the player category and the legendary John McLaughlin in the contributor category. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Turn its back on here. It's too late. It's too late.
It's time to wrap up your holiday shopping. If you've got someone that's difficult to buy for, maybe you just want a couple stocking stuffers, savings, and supporting local business at the same time, all part of the equation when you shop in the Big Deals store at maxfmbigdeals.com. When we say big deals, we mean big deals. 30 to 50% savings right now. Again, at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. The elevator tries to break you down.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts and marshmallows and toast and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Well, at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning is going to mark the winter solstice, the beginning of winter, and we're going to start gaining daylight. Now, it's not going to be quite noticeable maybe for the first couple of weeks, but once we get through the first couple of weeks of the new year, we will have gained something like 10, 12 minutes of daylight, maybe 15 minutes or so. And that starts to add up after a while. So if you're kind of like me, you get down in the doldrums with the lack of sunlight, don't fret, because those days are coming to an end. More daylight coming our way real soon. We got more music to come as well here at Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Christmas celebrations continue in downtown Baraboo with horse-drawn wagon rides, an opportunity for kids to visit with Santa, as well as carolers on the square. For this final Saturday, Santa will be at the Al Ringling Theater from 11 until 2 p.m. Enjoy the free horse-drawn wagon rides from that same time. And also on Saturday the 21st, it's Gnome for the Holidays with the Family Scavenger Hunt. Celebrate the season with the whole family while you shop over 40 locally owned stores in downtown Baraboo. Join in the fun while shopping with the first ever Elf on the Shelf Scavenger Hunt. Check out all the details at downtownbaraboo.com. And it's also time for the December Torch Lit Hike on that Saturday the 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Meet at the Rock Elm Shelter at the North Shore entrance of Devil's Lake State Park at 5:30. Campfire Kevin will be in attendance welcoming guests with his well-known music for the occasion. Be sure to dress accordingly. This will go until 7:30. It's a free event, but you do need a state park sticker to enter the park. And with so many holiday events all around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
99.7
Max FM. Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Yeah.
What's up, man?
Boys, I'm in effect. Yeah, you know, and it's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys, the
Yeah.
four new jacks is real smooth on a homie chip. Nate, Mike, Sean, and one, you know the mentality. Keep flipping the gift.
My spotlight is on us now. Watch us do this. Live and direct from Philly Town.
We're rapping hype and we can get down.
We are ready to roll, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day. Could it really happen? Or do dreams just fade away?
Then we started singing that bass in this house.
So we started a group, and here we are. Kicking it just for you.
Doing a little East Coast swing. Boys coming, going on.
Go, go!
Not too hard, not too soft.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
Boyz II Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won you and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
It is another 50-minute music hour in progress at 99.7 Max FM. Another keyword coming your way in our statewide text to win contest after the top of the hour.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go. Shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. One of my wife's favorite things to consume. I guess it wasn't so much known as a holiday beverage for her. She loves it in the summertime, but you can certainly make it a holiday beverage. Sangria. Today on the national calendar is National Sangria Day. Cheers.
Back those words that have hurt you. and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that